Good morning. It's Friday, July 24, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's edition is anchored by a striking finding. Even if scientists solved every reversible aspect of aging, random DNA mutations may still cap human lifespan at 156 years, reframing what longevity optimization can actually achieve. At the regulatory frontier, an FDA advisory panel backed easing restrictions on four popular peptides, with conflict of interest concerns already shadowing the recommendation. New blood-based Alzheimer's biomarkers and a superager genetic study are reshaping what we know about cognitive resilience, while a landmark Lancet analysis delivers a blunt verdict: we're living longer but spending more years sick. From the research desk, the headline: random DNA mutations may cap human lifespan at 156 years, even if we solve everything else. According to Vice, new modeling research suggests that even if scientists reversed every controllable aspect of aging, epigenetic drift, cellular senescence, chronic inflammation, random somatic DNA mutations accumulated over a lifetime would still impose a hard ceiling of roughly 156 years on human lifespan. This is the one to read today, starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. Superagers don't owe their extraordinary memory to Alzheimer's genetics. From Alzheimer's Research and Therapy, a well-characterized study of 231 participants, including 142 superagers, adults 80-plus with episodic memory on par with people decades younger, found that neither APOE status nor three different Alzheimer's polygenic risk scores predicted who made it into this elite cognitive group. A blood marker for Alzheimer's risk is here, but the medical establishment isn't ready for it. From Fight Aging, phosphorylated tau-217, p-tau-217, detectable via a standard blood draw, correlates with the degree of Alzheimer's-related neurodegeneration already occurring in brain cells, potentially years before any symptoms appear. Doing something new every day may be one of the fastest brain health habits you can build. From Women's Health, new research suggests that introducing daily novelty, a new route to work, a new skill, a change in routine, measurably improves memory, mood, and overall brain health. In supplement news, most anti-aging supplements don't clear the evidence bar. Here's what actually does. From New Scientist, New Scientist works through supplements and drugs for healthy longevity, a new academic book, and finds the evidence behind most longevity supplements far thinner than marketing claims suggest. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.